This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission says all preparations for the election completed. Security situation beefed up in Nepal-India border and Russia strikes caught power to 10 million Ukrainians. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission said all election-related preparations have been completed and the voters could cast their ballot on November 20 parliamentary election in a fearless manner. The Election Commission has said the violation of the silence period that has been enforced since last midnight in view of the election to the member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly is punishable by laws. The Election Commission has directed the entire returning and monitoring officers to promptly respond to any cases of the violation of the silence period in accordance with the Election Act 2073 Bikram Sambat and inform the Election Commission. The Election Commission has written to the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology and the Nepal Press Council reminding them of the provision to be followed 48 hours before the voting day until the completion of voting procedures. The Ministry and Council have been asked not to disseminate or broadcast any content relating to the activities of political parties or the candidates or the election publicity campaign. The Election Commission has urged all people not to and caused not to carry out any activities related to election publicity such as gatherings, interactions, assemblies, workshops and seminars until the vote count is complete. Similarly, they have been asked not to and caused not to upload, comment, tag, like or counter comment on anything election related on social sites like Facebook, Twitter and YouTube. In view of election, the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly scheduled to take place on November 20, the security situation has been beefed up along the Nepal-India border in Bake district. Chief District Officer of Bake, Surya Bahadur Khatri, said security personnel have been deployed after sealing off the border areas from last midnight to November 20 midnight to avoid possible criminal activities during the election time. According to CDO Khatri, joint patrolling of the security forces of both countries has been arranged since yesterday. Superintendent of Armed Police Force Nepal, Janak Raj Basnet, said such joint teams started from Damnaha border point and returned after patrolling up to Hirminia. The Election Commission has sought clarification from the Chief of Chiparmai Rural Municipality and the Chief Administrative Officer for appointing teachers in violation of the Election Code of Conduct. The Election Commission sought clarification from the Rural Municipality officials based on a complaint filed at the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority CIAA that the Rural Municipality had published a notice regarding appointing teachers on contract service and continue the appointment process so far. The rural municipality officials have been asked to give their clarification on this matter within 24 hours. Election materials, security personnel and officials have been sent in helicopters to 12 polling centers in Upper Dolpa. Of the total 68 polling centers in that district, 22 polling centers are in the upper region. Chief Returning Officer Baburam Suvedi stated that the election materials and officials are supplied by the Nepali Army helicopters in Dolpo Buddha Rural Municipality, Charkha Tangsum Rural Municipality and Sefok Sundar Rural Municipality. According to Suvedi, request has been made to the Election Commission to bring those officials and ballot boxes after the completion of the voting due to geographical remoteness of the region and heavy snowfall. Suvedi said that demands were made to supply the election materials in helicopters in all 22 polling centres in Upper Dolpa, but supplies were made only for 12 polling centres based on need. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. President Volodymyr Zelensky has said 10 million Ukrainians are without power after a fresh wave of missile strikes by Russia. At least 7 people were killed in the strikes, with the number expected to rise. "We are doing everything to normalize the supply," Zelensky said in his nightly address. Ukraine's air defense managed to shoot down 6 cruise missiles and 5 drones, he added. On Thursday, Russia pounded Ukraine with a fresh missile batteries, hitting more energy installations and other civilian buildings less than 2 days after one of its heaviest bombardments yet. The Ukrainian presidency said 7 people died when a missile hit their apartment blocks in Vilyansk near the southern city of Zaporizhia. Zelensky accused Russia of destroying his people's supplies of electricity and heat. Twitter has told employees that the company's office buildings will be temporarily closed, effective immediately. Workers were told that the offices would reopen on Monday, 21st November. It did not give a reason for the move. The announcement comes amid reports that a large number of staffs were quitting after new owner Elon Musk called on them to sign off for long hours at high intensity or leave. This week, Musk told Twitter staff that they had to commit to working long hours and would need to be extremely hardcore or leave the company, according to reports. In an email to staff, the firm's new owners said workers would agree to the place if they wanted to stay, the Washington Post reported. One day after retaking a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives, Republicans have said they will investigate the president's family as a top priority. The lawmakers said the inquiry would focus on the overseas business dealings of the president's son, Hunter Biden. The 52-year-old is already under federal investigation but has not so far faced any charges. The younger Biden is not involved with the administration in any capacity. But top Republicans insist their inquiry will determine the extent of Joe Biden's alleged involvement in his son's business dealings, including during the elder Biden's time as vice president. In an interim report released at a press conference on Thursday, they argued that the president had lied to the American people about his alleged involvement in his family's business dealings. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in hilly region of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1 and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission says all preparations for the election completed. Security situation beefed up in Nepal-India border and Russia strikes cut power to 10 million Ukrainians. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlinerenepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.